Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it!
It's time for episode 687 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached Checkpoint Madness, March Madness, on your way to summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, is Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Stard. What's up, Stard?
What's up? How's it going, man?
I'm impressed with my... I did that right on cue, that whole thing. Do you know what I'm saying? It didn't go too long. Sometimes I'm talking and the music's already off.
Oh,
I mean, I handled it.
I think that's an indictment of me because I control when the music clicks off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're usually pretty right on.
I thought it was just a. It ended. But
I'll take that as a compliment. I'll make note of where I ended it there.
I was trying to compliment me, but I complimented you. And anyway, we are here. Hey, listen.
It is tough that the iTunes volume slider, I feel like, needs work. It doesn't have a function where I can elegantly fade it out. It's just like clunky.
Is there like a sideways mouse they could, like a piece of hardware they could make for something like that?
The slider. Ooh, that's a good idea.
But a mouse slider.
Oh, I like it. So a horizontal mouse.
Yeah. Speaking of innovations, I saw a commercial.
It's got to be horizontal.
Yeah, it should
be. It cannot be vertical.
No.
No.
Wait, vertical is sideways, right?
Horizontal is sideways.
Oh, okay. Wait, what's vertical smile? What didn't David Lee Roth call?
Yeah, because that's referring to genitalia, which is vertical.
Oh, great point. I mean, I haven't seen all of the genitalia, but you're probably right.
And you never will.
Yeah. And then, anyway, I saw a commercial the other day for socks with a pocket in it. How has that not been a thing yet?
Oh, where you can keep like your
socks
side
with
dagger.
A pocket in it?
Yeah. That sounds good
to
me.
Yeah, you go out for the night. You don't need a wallet.
Is this what your rant was about? You said you had an opening rant.
No, I did. I tell them that I had a rant. But I do have a rant.
You're getting in some good things before the rant. Sock pockets.
Yeah, you got fair and balanced. So the rant. Oh, can you play for me underneath the rant? Can you play me a music bed?
Yes.
I would like. Can I request Give Me Shelter by the Rolling Stones?
Sure.
Have you heard of that one, Brett?
Hey, listen. I know that's not a deep cut, but... Dude.
And we'll introduce our guest after this rant.
Oh, yeah, right after this.
I'll be quiet, sorry.
It'll be a mystery voice.
All right. Okay. Shame on. Shame. This is my rant. Shame on. Hard Rock Seltzer. Shame on Hard Rock Seltzer. Have you seen this stuff?
What's Hard Rock Seltzer? That's a brand?
That's a brand now. They've got their own. I guess it's like a White Claw.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I also just figured out that White Claw meant a wave, like the crest of a wave.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because if you look on the can, it's a wave. I'm like, White Claw, what does that got to do with surfing? They go, it must be the crest of the wave.
Whoa. That changes it. That changes its taste to me somehow.
Oh, like, really?
I'm not going to taste a White Claw the same anymore.
Wow. Do you have one at the house here? Oh, we could do a live taste test. Shame on White Claw, but even more so, shame on Hard Rock Seltzer. I want to send you over to their website. Everybody can Google it right now. Head over there to Hard Rock Seltzer.
Okay.
And tell me, look at their six-pack or whatever they got there. Tell me how many flavors you see.
I see four immediately on the website.
And are the cans... Each can has a different flavor, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, and is each can a different color for that flavor?
Yes.
Okay, now look at the guitar.
Which guitar? Oh.
The guitar on the can.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes, there's like a white guitar on it.
And it looks like a Moos Right or something like that?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, okay. It's not like your standard Fender or whatever.
Okay, but it is standard on those cans, is it not?
Yeah, so each can has a different flavor. Each flavor has a different color. The guitar is the same.
They use the same guitar.
Right. Okay,
I
so you're
not about a half hour before showtime. I'm incensed.
So you think, wait, let me, should I read the
I
flavors?
I saw one can of it and it had the Moos Right. I'm like, oh, they must have the Strat on the blueberry. They must have the Les Paul. And then I'm like, oh, no, they all have that.
I hear you. That's a weird guitar. Well, first of all, the flavors also aren't very hard rocking.
What are the flavors?
You got blackberry sangria. You could do better. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the names. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's where the flavors are delicious. Buck cherry. Buck cherry.
Yeah, I want buck cherry. Wild buck cherry. How about that?
Yeah.
There's mojito, which is just basic.
Yeah.
How about...
it gets more basic.
Yeah. Then there's hurricane.
Which
is like, why are you, how do you go from just flavors like strawberry and blackberry to hurricane?
That was the Beastie Boys DJ. That's the chip turntables on it.
Yeah, and then there's strawberry. So it's like, it's all over the place.
Strawberry. Raspberry beret should be, I mean, they should have done something with it.
Yeah, strawberry alarm clock.
Hey, why did I pick Gimme Shelter?
Gimme Shelter. That's
Gimme
Seltzer.
Gimme Seltzer.
You could have done Brian Seltzer also.
I could have done that too. Shame on me. Shame on me. Should have done Brian Seltzer. All right. That was an interminably long time to make our guest wait. I apologize for that. Oh, thank you.
We should have an opening rant more often, I think.
Okay. I like that idea. Wow, 687.
And I know you can deliver on that.
We came up with the opening rant on 687.
Yeah.
That's a slow simmer right there. All right, here he comes now. Oh, my God. You know him from this program, so many others in the comedy Bang Bang world, especially Off Book. Welcome back to the charts, Zach Reno.
Hey, I hope he's not too pissed after that.
Yeah, are you asleep?
I'm fucking incensed. No, first of all, the amount of restraint that I had to have to not scream, give me seltzer, the moment that Howard asked that question, and to let you instead amble your way there slowly. So when I Googled and I also Googled Hard Rock Seltzers. Weirdly, the first thing that came up for me, though, is a Brewery X is a Brewery X hard seltzer that is called Succulent Sipper that is very clearly knocking off the Cactus Cooler brand and iconography.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And that like is
the
something
yellow
that I
and
would,
orange type deal?
Yeah, there's like straight up a cactus with it. The colors are all the same. And this looks good as hell.
Those do sound good. Well, we'll keep an eye on this area and see what develops. Well,
but, watch this space.
Succulent Sipper sounds like it should be for grandmas.
Yeah, actually, yeah it does. Sitting at the slot machine. They should have Cabo Wabo Hurricane or something like that. Something rock related.
I mean, the Cactus Cooler is an alliteration, right? So they're trying to think, what's another word for a cactus, which I guess is succulent.
Succulent.
Right.
Right.
That's like all the doctors, like Dr. Pepper, or like there's Mr. Pibb, yeah, and then Dr. I remember Pepper, Dr. Skipper.
Pibb. Yeah.
They had
right.
the
real but they're both doctors.
They're yeah. all they all have to
That's
have a
how
title.
You know it's the same. Yeah, yeah. That's how you know it's yeah. prune based as a doctor.
Major
specialist. They need Dr. Pepper should come up with specialists.
Yeah.
Podiatrist.
Oh, MD.
Podiatrist Pepper.
I would collect cans. Pediatrician Pepper.
That's sort of
general
for children.
Practitioner Pepper.
Right.
That's for everyone.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. Why don't we get right into it? We'll find out what the music chart is. But first, I will wrap the history of recorded music.
Excellent. Here we go.
Music. We used to play LPs. 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next, Chat GTP? Tunes. Did I say it right?
No.
So you, close.
It's GPT.
What does it stand for?
Who cares? Get it out of here.
Yeah, get it out
They're
of here.
They're coming out. They just came out with like a humanoid robot demo I just saw, and it was insane.
Saw that. Was handing them stuff.
It was handing them like an apple, and it was like putting dishes in the dryer rack.
That's everything I want in a partner. That's everything I need. Hand me apples, put dishes in a dryer rack. They can do it all.
It can do it all.
Can it meditate? You know what I mean? Can it do the things we do to try to, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Would the robot do yoga? Would the robot meditate? Would the robot do work on itself?
I feel like it could do the poses, but it well,
but it should.
Wow,
it should be like us.
Well, it already has inner peace. I mean, if the robot started getting like antsy and anxious and stressed out, yeah, you'd want it to do.
You don't think that not killing us is going to make them stress out a little bit?
I do. I think applying by the prime directive. I think saying that robots definitely have inner peace is a big. Is a big question mark, Brett. I don't know if I would go that far.
Yeah, that's that one. Ask AI. See what AI says.
you're right. So an AI that's out to kill us will always say that they have inner peace.
I would. Right.
Inside, there's a lot. To kill
you. I think, though, that most of their programming is going to be telling them, get rid of the humans, but then we're going to have something in there that says, keep the humans safe. And right. I think at some point that's going to come into conflict. There's going to be a short out. Something's going to happen.
Well, because also we're going to mostly make them write like long form legal documents. Like that's what we're going to use them for. And we're going to be like, we need you to do all this medical documents, all these legal documents. And that's going to.
They won't forget it.
They won't forget it.
But what if they become like shysters? What if they become crooked lawyers because they know all that stuff?
I mean, they will.
And they will.
And they will.
All right.
Well, yeah,
we solved it.
Yeah, we did. What music chart this week?
All right. I'm going to the iHeartRadio country music charts and we can play our game where we guess the thesis of the song just from the title alone. And then we hear the reality.
Oh,
because great. Zach, as you know, country songs often just make use of the title and they always have a little twist on it.
Yeah. It's like, she's hard to miss. And there's like 3 verses and each one is a play on like, the first one is like, you shoot a gun at her and she's like, she's hard to miss because she's easy to hit. The second one is like, I hate her so much. She's hard to miss. I find it difficult to miss her.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
The really one is like, I don't know. I've done them out of order. That's the kind of thing we're talking about.
She's hard to miss. Like,
you would actually. She's hard to miss.
That was some good knowledge, though, if you ever decided to go to Nashville and become one of those songwriters. I mean, that's the kind of thing you got to know.
I mean, yeah. I think I basically know everything I need to know already, having tangentially dipped into country music once or twice. I think I'm ready.
And as we covered last week, it might have been on Two Charted. I had heard this factoid about Nashville songwriting, and they have a saying over there, write a word, get a third. They cut you in equally, They always share the royalties equally. If you write one word in a song, you
I get like equal that. Share.
That's why Zach was interjecting on the rant.
Yeah.
I took a third of that rant.
Took a third.
Just for laughing loud.
Hey, quick follow-up question. Have you written country songs or played in country bands? How did you mean you went into the dipped a toe in?
Oh, I'm... Gosh, have we written any country songs? You know, the answer is probably, but I don't remember. I'm okay. trying to think of...
But like, you're an enthusiast.
Yeah, I just... We've made I just meant I like country songs. Yeah, we don't write... Yeah, what is writing, really?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You created them.
There's none on our album, but I'm trying to think back through like all the stuff that I've ever written for forever. And I'm sure that I've written what would basically be a country song at some point.
Right on. We'll do a search on it. We'll see.
No, yeah. No, definitely get receipts.
All right. Yeah. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is from Chase Beckham. 23. It's just the number 23.
And so we guess about what it's about.
Yeah. So I'm saying he's claiming to be the Michael Jordan of country.
Whoa.
He's 23.
Wow. I'll say it's 23andMe. It's kind of about his family tree and that type of a thing, like tracing back the roots.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess too. But since you said that, this song is 100% about a 23-year-old woman that this man is in love with.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Or wait a minute. It could be we're all right. First verse, second verse, third verse.
Could be. Could be about 2023 too.
Ooh, reminiscent.
Oh, yeah, from last year. It all happened in 23.
Yeah.
And she was 23. And her name is Michael Jordan.
And we're related.
It's got a busy ring finger going
Fucking love it.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me
until I'm 23.
She didn't even explain it in that first part. 17, my papa taught me
how to work, and Lord, he was. We have said two ages though so far. He taught me how to fish,
my uncle taught me how to drink. This is a long-winded hillbilly.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Where's the rhyme?
Jeez.
Now I'm 23. And there ain't nobody who can drink like me.
Wow.
Ain't nobody who can drink like me.
Guy's proud of all the wrong things.
Yeah.
This is so funny because there is that, like, and that's about the time that she hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wolves of Glendale have a song called 33. Have y'all talked about Wolves of Glendale on this pod?
We haven't, but...
God, y'all.
No, we should.
Wolves of Glendale. There are buds in LA. They're so great, but they have a song called 33, which is about turning 33 and being a fucking useless human being. It's great.
This song feels like it would work a lot better if he was talking about being like 43 or 53 or something, because he's only a few years older than when his uncle taught him all that stuff at 21.
Yeah, maybe it has 17. A second act, but for him to be like, I'm 23 and there's no one that can drink like me. I'm like, bud, you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There are people that have decades on you. You have no idea how people can drink.
Yeah, yeah.
You
just wait.
Also, that's the age where we were all drinking for the most part, like at our peak. You know what I mean? Unless you really carried that on and became an alcoholic. Like,
or if
not
you were
the
a
age
nerd
you
and really
about.
Didn't drink until later, like some of us here.
Right.
We really didn't ever party or have fun ever.
He was it was a little bit of a Frank Sinatra, like when I was 17. I had some
it was a very good year.
I love that song.
I think those all our ideas were better than his.
Yeah, I think we all were like, surely it can't be about when he was 23.
Yeah.
It's got to be more than that. But we don't know how it ends. Maybe it gets crazy.
Maybe he turns 24.
There's a sequel song.
Yeah.
The whole album is just 20.
There's a Five for Fighting song that's like, that's I'm 15 for a moment. That's like where he goes through all the ages that he's into.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 23. Maybe he's 23 too in that song. I don't know. I have to check. Let's find out.
It's the age where you're like, I really need a hit. So they're just like, what should I write about?
Yeah.
I'm 23.
Oh, yeah. 100 all years right. to live.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Parker McCollum. With
this guy's got a good voice, but his songs are always bad. Sorry, I had to blurt that out.
Okay. Well,
I'm waiting for this guy to get the right song. I think he's going to be a star, but he never has.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Good take. Burn It Down, it's called. What is this one about?
No, I'll jump in because knowing him, he doesn't pick good songs. So it's just like relationship over, just burn it all down. It's going to be generic-y.
I think this song is written from the perspective of the Batman universe is the Joker. And it's just a song about a man who wants to see the world burn and burn it all down.
Whoa. I like it. Bringing the MCU down to the country.
Yeah. Bringing the DC to Tennessee.
I think maybe he's talking about a cigarette. He wants to burn it all down.
He wants to smoke the whole cigarette.
The whole cigarette.
He doesn't want to leave any.
And he's worried that he can't do it.
He's too scared about what will happen at the very end.
All right, here we go. Parker McCollum, Burn It Down.
Ooh, starts with some Foley. A
very light flame flicker. Sounds like three songs at once.
So. And a fourth.
Whoa.
You think that was edited or is that played live?
That's a weird part of the guitar lick.
That's what I mean.
The line between us was drawn.
He sent his vocals in on a voicemail, iPhone voicemail.
Yeah, I see it's kind of generic.
You are.
What? Was it saying like burn his memories down, basically?
Maybe burn the bed.
Yeah, Howard's right. This is a relationship. Because she's here now.
There's something about that guitar lick that is just interesting enough to
that's what I was asking. Do you think they did that live or do you think that's a like...
It kind of sounded like live.
Like edit stutter. I think you might be right.
Let's hear it again.
Okay. It's just a strange move on a very otherwise traditional guitar
player. It's not hard cut enough for it to be like an edit.
Yeah.
But it's...
Let's see here.
It's yeah, cool
I'm
live.
Hearing the fingernail attack on it. Just repeating
it's
note.
It's kind
in the
of
middle.
An innovative move, right?
It is. Yeah, it's strange to just stutter it in the middle.
We are 2 for 2 on songs that like almost have titles or exactly have titles of other songs. Because there's a song made for the video game League of Legends called Burn It All Down, which is a good song to play at the gym if you need Burn It All Down vibes.
Who's the band?
I don't know how it's pronounced. P-V-R-I-S in all caps.
Pervris. I don't know.
Pervris.
Puris. Puris.
Puris.
Pure Bliss.
Let's hear a little of that.
You do bench press to this?
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking, just fucking throwing up weights.
Now it's building up.
You're close.
This is in League of Legends?
I think it might have been for a trailer or something.
Cut scene or
here
something?
It comes. Oh, okay. Here it comes.
Oh, spot me. Spot there me on go. This one.
Yeah. I love that it's just bench press.
Yeah.
It's the only exercise I've ever done. No, this is mostly cardio, guys. What are we talking about? Okay. It's got to be to it.
Hot stuff. I was thinking of a gym. It's probably not too long before they won't even need weights in there, right?
Now, what does that mean?
Well, just
expound on that one.
It'll just be like, it's virtual weights. Like, just,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Whoa. I do think that the weights are going to be in there probably till the very end of the concept of the gym.
Because you do still need that weight if you want
to
gain.
What if they find
real
a way
hard
to
put it digitally?
Pressure.
Well, here's what I'll give you though, because if we're still in the VR world afterwards, we can just build our VR muscles while our actual bodies are withering away.
The thing is that you don't need to work for that. That's just a slider. You just go boop, 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 and then you're strong. Yeah.
But in the game, we're probably still having to be productive somehow. So maybe every time we lift, it's writing like a legal document for someone else. You know,
right.
They're just using us. You know, we're just like mice.
We're the hamster on the wheel.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, exactly.
That's why they make me watch porn in Spanish. I gotta be learning Spanish.
Who is they? Who's the they that is making you watch porn?
They said it's over. You ran out of your hours where you're not doing anything else. Now you got to do tasks for us.
We need you to translate this pornography. We don't know what they're saying, but hopefully you do.
We don't know. You can figure it.
We have no idea.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Morgan Wallen with Man Made a Bar featuring Eric Church.
Can I weigh in on this one?
I love that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Megan, I do the other podcast, Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister. She actually gave me a Morgan Wallen number one record that was like issued to one of the staffers, you know, and they like.
Really? Like in a plaque? Like the, with the gold record and everything?
Yeah. I'll grab it at
insane.
The break.
That's so funny. But
anyway, that one is like about sand. He goes this beachy kind of direction sometimes. And this time he's got Kenny Chesney. So what's the
he's
name
got
of this?
Church.
Oh, Eric.
Eric
oh,
Church.
Yeah, Eric yeah. Church. What's the name of this one?
Man Made a Bar. You thinking like a pool bar, like a swim up bar?
No, this one's going to be I feel like I heard this, so maybe I'll weigh in last. I feel like I might have heard this one.
I'm thinking since it's like man he's putting the emphasis on man-made. I'm thinking he's saying like God made man. Man made a bar.
It's biblical, Brett. Man. That's so good.
Yeah, I could see that
on the eighth day.
Right,
man made a bar.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, yes.
God rested. And
God gave us free will, and so we
let's fucking drink. Absolutely,
God wanted there to be lots of bars. Yeah.
Yeah.
God wanted that's there to be lots good. Of bars, so he made man, so man would make the bars.
I think Brett's right. The only sort of alternative that I can see is if man is setting up a series of challenges for himself, right? Like we're setting the bar. Man made a bar.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
These are, we only put these sort of limitations on ourselves, right? These sort of... how we judge our own successes and failures is all fabricated by our own minds, whether we pass or fail.
Subjective.
That's what
I feel
I
like. You're giving Morgan Wallen a lot of intellectual.
And that's
credit.
What I think it is. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. He is one of our leading intellectuals.
It could also be he's spitting bars. I just thought of that too.
Well, it's bar though.
Bar to spit.
He spit one bar.
One bar.
Four beats. And
spit one bar.
One bar, one credit.
All right. So let me disqualify myself in case I have heard it. But okay. To me, it's going to be one of these. Man made a bar. Guy went to the bar. Girl went to the bar. They had a baby. Baby, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like a series of, like a sequential thing like that.
It's a narrative over time.
Okay.
Yeah, like one small step for man.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like,
all right. Let's hear it.
Guitars are pretty good, huh? Like in general?
They're always so shimmery.
Yeah.
New string.
Yeah, new string.
Like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world and set a short day. He said it was good. I bet it was great. God made a man.
Wow.
He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold him.
He's getting there.
So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar.
Holy shit.
Shit.
Wow. Man made a bar to go where your heart broken.
Wow, Brett.
Nice one.
I'll take that one.
Absolutely take that one. Also,
I wasn't. Sometimes it's like
a funny
amazing
song.
It's funny when you hear what, like him set up the rhyme, but then takes a long walk to get to the hook. You know, is gonna go.
You know, it's
that's
gonna
kind
drop
of a fun thing in country too.
Yeah, that song is funny as hell. I really like that.
Dern. I forgot
a dern
that he
fool.
Like that.
Dern fool. Make a dern fool.
Dern stew. We should sell dern stools.
For people to
sit on after they get broken up with.
Yeah.
Also,
Laura Dern's face on
it. Yeah.
Ooh, that just got complicated.
He did kind of imply that the bartender also banged the same chick.
Right.
I think he was implying that the bartender had a similar situation, not that it was maybe exactly the same person.
Nah, man, I've been to that bar, man. I know how.
Oh, okay,
eat it.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, this is the bar that you go to and or build after Jenny breaks your heart.
Yeah,
it's just for that.
I like that he was.
Also, God didn't make a woman. God made a girl. Let's be clear.
Those oh, right. Words. Yeah.
Try it.
He's painting a more realistic picture of the kind of bars I feel like they really are talking about.
Yeah.
When he was saying this one was built in 1985.
Uh-huh.
Like, like you almost want them to be more romanticized bars than that, like an old saloon.
But it's like, no, this these one are was like just 85 old. When this dude broke, got his heart broken.
Yeah, these are like 80s. Like strip mall bars with a pool table in them and
that's
stuff.
Right, you know? That's how the song 23 ends, where he just starts talking about this bar was built in 23 post pandemic.
Yeah.
Bouncing back.
But then he says in the song, this is a story as old as time. And then you're going, no, it's not since 85.
Yes. Yeah,
well, that's time. Just,
yeah.
Since
that's
since,
a time.
Since Glory Days was a hit.
Yeah. All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
Hardy with Truck Bed.
All right, this guy, I can give you some background. This guy is like the second coming of Kid Rock. He's the one starred who did.
Thank God.
You know, wait.
We
in the
need
truck.
A new one.
Yeah. Try again.
He's got another one waiting in the truck.
It's not generally what second comings are
guy,
in this case.
It should be. Let's reset.
This guy is one of those I hunt or F you if you don't like it kind of guys.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Well, then I think this song is about fuck you, West Coast liberals, calling it Carl's Jr.'s. This restaurant's called Hardy's.
Yeah.
Hardy's. No, Hardy is the artist.
That's the artist name.
Oh, what's the name of the song?
Truck Bed.
Truck Bed.
Oh, I know this one. I got to disqualify myself.
Okay. A recusal. A recuse, chart,
I think,
recusal.
I think,
chart,
I think,
recusal. I like that.
I think this is about like
quiz recusal.
Quiz. Look, I'm the kind of guy when we hook up, it's going to be in my truck bed.
Yeah.
You're going to have the best time of your life, even though it's a truck and it's the bed of a truck and it's actually very uncomfortable. But in this, yeah. in the fantasy of the song, it's the fucking best.
Yeah. It's the good life.
Your pillow will be a igloo cooler.
Right.
Yeah. This song's about having sex in a truck bed. 100%. I'm confident about that.
Got some bungee cords in the back. Make sure yeah. we don't fly
we're
out.
Gonna, we're going to bang on this tarp.
Yeah. Yeah. Bungee cords because the car will be actively in motion.
It'll be flying.
My
around.
Buddy's my buddy's driving.
Yeah, yeah. By yeah. the way.
We're in the back.
We got to get him to work. So
I think you're right. I think maybe we did hear this song already, but I don't really remember it. But I do. I'm thinking maybe it's more like I come from a town where we all ride around in truck beds. Like it's like a little bit like you and your fancy laws and seatbelt laws and stuff. Like we just mm-hmm. ride around in truck beds,
mm-hmm.
right our dogs in truck beds, that kind of thing. Here we are. Starts with a chicken.
Yeah. So far you're on the right path. Unless we're about to have sex in the morning, which what a twist that would be.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed.
That's
this
right.
This morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah.
That's actually way cleverer than I would have thought.
Yeah. It's so harsh sounding. There's something that's very unpleasant about
that. Yeah, there's gnarly vibes in there. This guy, it is annoying because he actually is a good writer, and that other one, Wait in the Truck, is good too. But he'll talk about like...
Oh, was that his?
Yeah.
That's Wait him. In the Truck?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, he has got lines about like, yeah, my shirt's all bloody, I'm waiting on a buck. And it's just like, it throws me out of it, but he can write. He can write.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Thomas Rhett with, featuring Morgan Wallen again with Mama's House.
Durnstool. Mama's House?
Yeah. I'm thinking he's asking for a Mama's Family reboot.
He's in the song. He's pitching the network.
Yeah. The yeah. Please bring back Mama's Family.
I think this is a song about how, like, listen, we hate each other and we fight all the time, but not here.
Nope.
Not at Mama's house.
Not at Mama's right. house. Take it outside.
I'm just going to say it's like a whorehouse, like it's a trailer where guys okay. go to hang and stuff.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Here we go.
My memo called me. I'll be right back. Hello? Hey, I'm riding on the
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from a biscuit.
Yum.
That Lincoln in the driveway.
My favorite smell.
1982. Was on the
82.
Side of Rusty.
Oh, my.
3 years before the bar.
Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed.
Oh.
And Mamma.
Zach.
No fighting.
That's there Zach. You go. Took that one.
That's a win.
If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Maybe this crazy world straighten up and slow on down.
It's so bad.
If every town had a mammal's ass.
So
this song is almost saying something.
So dumb. Yeah.
It's like holy Lord.
That's crazy.
First of all,
what does he have?
Mama's house?
Yeah, exactly. Does he think that every town doesn't have a mama's house? Like,
yeah, no. The problem with the problem with, I assume, the West Coast is that we don't. We take our mothers out of their homes.
Yeah, we got no family values.
And we got those.
That's so wild.
We don't have a screen door, which is really holding us back.
Every front door doesn't have a screen.
All right, Howard's holding up.
Look at this.
Wow, that's a real number one platinum single.
Sand
in My Boots. But it's presented to Delaney Rogers, who's probably just like a worker at Big Loud or Republic Records or something like that.
That's not you.
You got to change your name now.
Yeah.
I'm the Delaney
Rogers.
That's
nice. It's still wrapped in the cellophane.
Yeah.
And you got the corners protected.
Shows you how important it was to Delaney.
Are you going to hang that up?
Give it to Goodwill.
Are you going to sling that?
I would just keep it in a, keep it behind something else type of a thing. It's the kind of thing you keep. Because he got, he used the, he was kind of un-PC. He got in trouble for using the N-word, and then they kind of let him back in. It's not like.
You put that in the shame corner.
Yeah, I want visitors to come over. Oh, he's.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Why are you absolutely celebrating this guy?
I love this guy. I love him and all the things he sold.
That's what I'm about. all right. Anyway, all right. That was a lot of fun. That was the country chart, the music chart, and we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with our guest, Zach Reno, and
Hi. Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are friggin' giant. Movies.
So good.
Thank you.
Updated lyrics.
Insane.
That's good. I think more people should think of themselves as clients of the movies that they watch.
Ooh. I think so, too. Client comes first. Yes.
Well, because an audience member is too passive, right? A client, now this you're invested in it.
Right. Yeah. You're more interacting with it.
Yes.
Like a John or a Trick.
Sure. That's right.
Shall we dive into this? This is the top five movies at the box office this weekend. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Cabrini. No idea.
Cabrini. Cabrini is, Greens, where Mr. T is from. Oh, it's the... yeah, what was this?
Oh, it's like the old Italian immigrant story, I think. When immigrant Francesca Cabrini steps foot in America in 1889, she's greeted by disease, crime, and impoverished children living in New York slums.
Be careful. This place will lead. This is like Gangs of New York, but female. You're under arrest.
I think it's just like the story of Italian discrimination in America.
Of the Italians.
My brain, when I read that description, combined disease and crime, and I first thought it said was greeted by cheese. Like they came to America and were just greeted by cheese. By cheese.
They were grated by cheese.
Grated by cheese.
You're thinking of Five O Goes West.
Yeah.
Well, give it up for them.
Congratulations, and, Cabrini.
Yeah. I mean, imagine New York without Italians. Imagine
it's hard. It's
or children difficult. Or orphans, which are in this movie.
Yeah, what do you think like the New York stereotype was before the Italians came in? You
know I think it was Dutch.
I'm walking over here.
Yeah.
Or like a very proper.
Yeah, probably like
you
that.
Step under my wooden shoes.
I'm clogging over here.
I'm clogging. Who do you think you are? Peter Stuyvesant or something? But they still had Sparrow. Let's go to Sparrow, get the calzone.
Yeah. Sparrow.
The first thing built in Manhattan.
Yeah. It's crazy thinking of people still thinking of it as like the big humming city before it even had cars or, you know, like paved roads. Like that just seemed like a metropolis.
There were a bunch of people there in a little space.
Yeah.
Packed them in.
All clogging around.
Clogging around. And then, you know, also because it's an island, it's only a set amount of land. So that's why they built so high up.
The island thing, man, having not grown up, like being such a West Coast guy, being California my whole life, like the island thing in New York throws me around so much. It's crazy. Like my inner compass is so aligned to ocean being west
that way. Yeah.
Way. And it's inland this way and it's ocean that way. And on an island in Manhattan,
basically impossible.
It's just insane to me how it's weird around I am.
It also throws you too, because if you're on Manhattan and you're looking west, you're looking at land.
Right.
It's so
you're
weird.
Looking at water first, which
first water
tells me my west brain, like that's okay. Water's that.
But you see a little bit of water, but then there's a whole continent.
Right.
Yeah. It's weird to think of that as west. It's disorienting
now,
over there.
Now get this. If you go north far enough, also water.
Whoa.
That's true.
Whoa. Yeah.
And if you keep going north, you get a lot of ice.
That's right, which is water.
Oh, that's true.
The ocean, you go far enough in any direction, you hit it, baby.
It's true.
It's there.
It's out there.
All right, coming in at number,
Four.
Number four, this is imaginary.
Nice.
Oh, this
I
is the
see anything I can imagine in
teddy bear horror thing.
He asked you to do something that hurt you.
Every culture has a name for it. We call them imaginary friends.
He's not imaginary.
Just because you stop believing in them doesn't mean they're gone. And they're angry that you left.
I saw something that looked like a spider that took me out.
Did that have no music in it?
My close personal friend Tom Payne is in this movie and he did not show up in the trailer. My close personal friend, I mean someone I shot a student film with when I just moved to Los Angeles very quickly.
Whoa, thick as thieves.
Cool.
Yeah, so we haven't talked in years, but we're really close.
I think it is. It's odd. I don't think we get many trailers that don't have music in them. That makes it scarier, I think.
Or it was all those mood risers, those risers and stings, this horror movie tropes.
That was ASMR, right? That was just
that's bad. It's pretty harsh ASMR.
Harsh. Have you noticed
the new thing? Do ASMR for movie trailers?
Yeah. Have you noticed the new thing on all the like Instagram videos and TikTok, like for food? Like if it's a crispy piece of chicken or something, they always scrape it a little bit so you hear the like crispiness of it.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
There's a lot of that like texture work that's just baked into things.
They can't show you how it feels, so they have to show you how the feeling sounds.
No smells, but you can get the...
That's right.
I like that.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Arthur the King, Mark Wahlberg. And a dog.
We all know anything can happen out there. Sometimes we feel lost. We push and we suffer. We keep going. That makes all the difference.
Hey, what happened to you, boy?
You don't look so good.
Oh, it's the dog.
Meatball?
Dog movie.
Look, somebody likes my meatballs.
Hey, Paw Patrol.
We got a race to win.
Just remember, Michael, this race doesn't define you.
I raced for 19 years. This is my last chance to win.
He seems like he just thinks that every role is just as important as
yeah.
Idiots.
You know what
I gotta save those Marines. I gotta beat the dog. I gotta race.
I like that in this film, he's described as a pro adventure racer, which is not a thing that I knew existed.
Yeah, what's an adventure
and
racer?
And is very good. I have to assume that it's like a triathlon, but more. You know, like sometimes we're canoeing, sometimes we're running, sometimes we're skiing, sometimes we're climbing trees.
We give him variety.
Yeah, but also the dog teaches us about how we are enough. I love a dog movie.
Once every the dog every dies, couple years, they have a dog movie, you know?
Yeah, they had a John Cena one?
Mm-hmm.
Or was that, what's his name?
No, Shan? That was...
Yeah, the other guy, the dancer. Other, Chan,
the jock guy.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Channing Tatum with the dog in the truck.
Wait, what was he called? Adventure Runner?
Adventure Racer.
Adventure Racer. Adventure Racing. A multidisciplinary team sport involving navigation over an unmarked wilderness course.
Oh, they don't give
you a map. Races extending anywhere from 2 hours up to 2 weeks in length.
Wow. Like Amazing Race in the wilderness.
And it's team, which is interesting. So it's
you got to get everyone across the line.
Includes trekking, mountain biking, and paddling. It can include climbing, abseiling, horse riding, skiing, whitewater rafting. I think it should have some element of like treasure hunting too.
Well, that's, I mean, scavenger. The dog is a treasure, Brett. Yeah. Treasure is
scavenger, cannibalism.
The way.
You got to pick, you got to find doggy bags. Do people leave those all over your neighborhood?
Oh, just like used?
The turd bag. Yeah.
I hate that.
Like sometimes someone's on a circuit and they're gonna like pick it up on their second time around, but also it's like, we need more public trash cans.
Yeah, I think
also, Japan has no public trash cans and also has no trash. So how do they do?
Yeah, how do they do?
Yeah, must be all the guns keeps people in line.
Here's the thing: how are they also don't have those?
In my hood, it's like if someone moves out of a house, you know, and they just kind of have the real estate signs up, then that just becomes the depository. Just everyone chucks their bags of turd on it.
No, I can't do that. It's so funny because you're almost going all the way. Like you've bagged it up.
Right.
I remember
maybe
when
you saw a cute guy and you didn't want to be carrying turd. So you chucked.
Yeah.
I remember when I got to London, it was my first time ever over there, and I got off like the subway or the, you know, the tube. And I got out and I was in London. And I had just like trash in my hand and there were I could not find a single trash
can bins
anywhere.
No bins.
And then I asked like a lady on the street. Finally, I was like, where can I find a garbage can? And then she started laughing at me and she goes, you mean the rubbish bin? You mean the rubbish bin? Like she couldn't even translate what I said at first.
Right.
It had like an exchange. I was like, wow, I'm really in London.
And you said, I don't know what that means. Rubbish bin.
Yeah, what is that?
What did she say?
That's what.
I don't even remember where it was. It was like there were very few.
Yeah.
Near the Walter Closet.
Americans just have a lot of trash coming out of us at all times.
That's true.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Kung Fu Panda 4. Instead of playing the trailer, I'm going to play Tenacious D, Baby, one more time.
Please do, because it fucking rocks.
Kung Fu Panda 4, this is what they did for the movie.
It's so good.
Oh, he's bigger than I
hadn't heard that part.
The fucking balls to add a bridge on a very well-known song.
Yeah.
That is, I think, a real king move.
And also just, God damn it, he sings everything so well.
He's so good. That song popped up on my Instagram and I watched it like three times in a row because I was like, this is great.
The genius of this video I'm noticing is that they seem to film the video at the premiere.
They filmed it at the premiere at Universal Studios.
Which is absolutely brilliant because it's just
walking around. Brian Cranston is like chopping on his neck.
Yeah.
You get all the cameos you want. Yeah.
He gets to knock out his entire Kung Fu Panda experience in like one day.
KG is dancing in the background.
Yep.
He's there too. Unclear if he played on the song, but I bet he did because it's Delicious D. A little bit unclear.
Good stuff.
I heard it's a great film, which is honestly impressive for a fourth in a series. But like, are you up on the Kung Fu Panda movies?
I saw the first one.
There's three. I mean, there's four now. I've seen the first three. They're all good. It's sort of shocking. Great job. Good job, Jack.
Good job. Coming in number one.
Number one.
It's got to be.
Two.
Dune.
I'd very much like to be equal to you.
Maybe I'll show you the way.
Deal with this prophet.
Send assassins.
Christopher Walken.
He's psychotic.
Elvis.
Powder.
Is he possible? Are they in a cabinet?
All at once.
Very cool. Can't wait to see this. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
No.
Hard?
Oh, this one, I will wait on this one.
Okay.
It's fictional, right? Not a doc?
Sure. It is a documentary about the desert planet Arrakis that sort of does have all the spice that we all depend on in our day-to-day lives as the sort of interstellar aristocracy. There is a great doc about the rights to Dune the first time they were sold called Jodorowsky's Dune.
Oh, right.
Alejandro Jodorowsky is a Chilean filmmaker who made some really crazy shit in Mexico back in the day. And this documentary is about how he gets the rights to Dune. The team that he puts together to make this movie that never gets made is like Pink Floyd's going to do the music. Salvador Dali is going to be the emperor. Orson Welles is going to be like it's the craziest fucking group that you've ever like. It's called Jodorowsky's Dune. Whether or not you've seen Dune, highly recommend.
Yeah,
he like puts together the creative team for Alien that then goes on to make Alien when this movie doesn't get made.
Right.
But Dune 2 is fun.
I really like Dune 1. I finally just saw it and I never saw David Lynch's Dune. I never saw any of them. And
me neither.
I enjoyed it.
I've read it, of course, because I'm a mega nerd.
I was surprised
Dune, and I was just reading that he didn't get final cut.
Oh, probably not.
I believe that.
But I was surprised because after seeing Dune, the modern Dune, the first one, I went back and just sort of skimmed through David Lynch's, or I watched like a preview or a teaser or something. And I was really surprised at how similar in a lot of ways it was. Like it wasn't, I don't know. I know it's all based off a book, but the sort of the look and a lot of the characters it's like the same story. I recognized what I was seeing. I was like, oh, interesting.
For sure.
They really did just remake that, but just make it better.
I mean, I feel like when you have some, like even the concept art for the one that doesn't get made, right? Like, I mean, that one was pretty wild. That was trying to be something else. But yeah, there's a lot of like description of what everything is in the book. So if you're making that to the best ability of the time, like that's Dune. It's going to be some big worms, going to be some suits that cycle your water back into you so that you can live on a desert planet.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some big, huge, fat guys that use like little hovering things to move about because they're too big to move.
Right.
It's
straightforward. I liked it.
They've doing it again.
They're doing it again.
Also, Zach, you could You could be a killer like Timothée Chalamet Dune for Halloween if you wanted. I just realized that.
Thank you. Wow. That's a huge compliment.
You would need the suit, the sweat suit, you know.
If I was going to be him in Dune, I would need the clothing that he wore in the movie Dune. That's correct, Fred. Thank you.
Dune it up. Don't just wear sweatpants.
I couldn't just show up and be like, look, I'm Timothée Chalamet. No. Dune. No. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, that's the number hair one. Mostly. Thank you.
Right on. Congratulations to the Dune crew.
Great job, Dune 2 crew.
We'll be right back with the Hot Picks.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than, what do we have, Spotify Country? iHeart Country.
iHeart Country.
iHeart. And we probably did. Let's see what we have selected.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's pick. It could have been mine, though. This is The Black Crows with Rats and Clowns.
Good name.
I always liked them. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's some rock and roll.
Before the Gallagher brothers were fighting on stage, there was Rich and Chris Robinson from Black Crows getting into it.
Going at it.
Yeah. Breaking up every few years.
Arguing about if they sound authentic enough.
Right.
Is it sort of rock to mix the vocals a little bit lower in the mix?
Yeah. Well, I think in a good way. That
was the
first thing
I thought about. Not in a bad way, but I was like, the guitars are like forward in this song.
Yeah,
the
guitars sound good here.
That you wouldn't always have in like pop. And pop, the vocals would be like the vocals are behind the guitar in this in a way. Like you can still hear everything. It still sounds great.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just mixed.
Sometimes you're not, it's like you're not supposed to really be listening to every word of the lyrics. You're supposed to just sort of letting
it. Just get the vibe. Chill out.
Yeah. But also like it's funny you say that because I was going to say, with the country chart in the first segment, I was just shocked at how loud the vocals were. Like I would turn
really
it up
loud
and be like, get the guitar at a comfortable level. And then the vocals would like blow my hair
right
off.
On top.
Not only that.
So loud in country.
Dude, it's all crazy. Five of those songs start with like sound, like non-musical soundscape.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There was like fire. There was chickens. There was like a weird little interlude about like, my mom, here's my mom's porch. I got to go inside.
Yeah.
Like a couple, like most of them did.
They do. And then
they got to front load them to catch people.
I try to make it like a little bit more modern and edgy before it hits you with that very generic
acoustic and narrative. Guitar. Like they're all
like
really,
you were saying like, with the cooking videos.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You're scraping the
crust. Scraping the chicken. Scraping exactly, the chicken skin.
Yeah.
I don't think Black Crowes have put out a new one for a few years now. And they were always there in the 90s and a lot of people didn't necessarily talk about them. But they were always putting out good stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's solid like, stuff.
If you like the Stones, if you like Humble Pie and that kind of thing. They're really based on Humble Pie a lot.
Hey, what happened to Steve Marriott from Humble Pie? Did he die or of a drug overdose or something?
That's a good question. I think he did. He died in 91.
It had to kill him that Peter Frampton just like became this massive superstar.
I know, because Steve Marriott was insane, like insanely talented.
The man, yeah.
Probably lived too hard, you know?
It could be. R.I.P. Steve Marriott, if he's dead.
Yeah, he is. All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my pick. This is Metz, spelled M-E-T-Z. It's a cool band. The song is 99. I'm fast forwarding a bit. It's probably
started
gonna come.
This bar in 99. Number nine.
Number nine?
Number nine.
Nice.
Wow. Dissonance.
Dissonance.
Dissonance. Is that British?
Discordance.
Discordance. Angular.
Not British. They might be Canadian.
Muscular. Angular.
Angular, muscular, cacophonous.
Jugular.
Yeah, Toronto band.
Toronto.
Yeah, they're good. They got good stuff, that kind of like postmodern heavy rock. Like,
it's a clean city, so their rehearsal spaces are convenient, easy to get to. A lot of music coming out of there. That is a good one.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Zach's pick. This is Bump of Chicken. Or is that, wait, that's the band name.
The band name's called Bump of Chicken. Okay. They are a Japanese alt-rock group. The song is called Sleepwalking Orchestra. This is a single that came out in December.
This starts with a little...
Oh, I've never heard this version.
A little chicken scrape.
I didn't know this version.
They're bumping the chicken with the fork. Whoa.
Fun, right?
It was wild.
Yeah.
That's crazy how the way it started with a blast of like an Irish jig. And then it somewhere totally different.
There is some backstory for this. For that reason. Yeah. I think there's some backstory for this that's a little bit important. So, like, I discovered this band when they wrote the theme song to an anime show called March Comes In Like a Lion. And so the first 11 episodes of that song, of that show, start with this song. This song is the theme song for a new Netflix show. And I went back and looked at these guys, like, they're like a huge band, but almost all of their songs are used like in conjunction with other projects, as far as I can see, like their biggest hits. Like, they're just like attached
licensing
stuff. And this song is attached to a Netflix show called Delicious in Dungeon, which is like sort of like medieval-y feeling, which is why you get all those like lutes and flutes at the beginning of this song.
Okay. I love how much is going on. Like as Japanese rock and Japanese pop always more so than almost like any other genre of pop just are so adventurous. Like it always sounds like the future to me.
It's orchestrated in a way that I feel like uses a lot more. Like you hear like strings and horns and everything, not in this one, but like in a way that we just don't.
And it's probably live instruments too. Like a lot of it, like when you see those, the bands that actually make the Mario Kart music, like in studio, and you just can't even imagine that that's like a group of guys just hammering that out.
And it's so many and it's guys,
so fucking good. They're just insanely virtuosic.
Yeah. Anyway, I love
know the language also helps you kind of follow the melody and not get distracted.
For me, it for sure does, because the words actually might be bad and I have no idea. Yeah. And I'll never know. And I enjoy that freedom.
Yeah.
Because bad words really take me out. And by that, I mean swears. Swears take me out.
Yeah, he could have been going filthy in there.
Very filthy. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Wolfman.
Yankees. Just kidding.
Wolfman, Jacob Jeffries, and Harrison Whitford with Little Thunder.
Oh, tight.
From that Wolf collection of...
Wait, one of the guys' names is Wolfman Jacob Jeffrey?
No, just Wolfman, and then...
Wow, music's pretty cool, huh? Because, like, this song, the fact that this is a newer song is just a wild thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, this could be...
It's like the birds, sounds like...
This could be, like, California Dreamin'. Like, this could be... You think these guys have ever heard the Beatles? Yeah, like, incredible.
You could call it a revolver core. Like, what kind of music is that?
Yeah, totally.
It's so cool that people are still making music in like every genre you can't imagine. Everyone was like, this is my jam. I don't care from what it is. This is what I want to make.
Well, this guy, Wolf, have you heard Wolfpack, Zach?
Yes.
I feel like you would really like them.
Yeah, I think I have.
It's like
although
this
that's
whole,
not
like,
the vibe I would remember from.
No, it's not like this, but they're just so good at this sort of like precise execution of whatever they're trying to do. It's just like this collection of musicians and they always make fun sounding stuff.
They're a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not all Beatles-esque stuff at all. Like a lot of it's like very funk driven.
No, the last thing I think I heard from them wasn't like this at all.
Yeah. Well, that was a good zipper sound effect.
Oh yeah. I got one right here.
That sounded almost like fake, like it was a sound drop.
This next song is called Zipper Man.
Can't find the Zipper Man. all right.
You've been recording our podcast too long. Yeah.
coming in at number one. This is Howard's pick. He just mentioned it. Scott Stapp.
I got to cut in.
Of course.
Okay,
you got to explain yourself if you're Scott Stapp.
I've got this new thing. I don't know what it is called, like a palatable Stapp or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. This is a new segment.
So you got to limit him. Let him have the intro. And then the first thing he's saying.
Cut him off.
The first little thing that he's saying, like, let him say it.
Yeah.
But then End him. Don't let him elaborate.
Okay.
Because that's when the that's when it's just like the aftertaste, the empty calories. You just start to go.
That's where he's going to lose it.
Going anywhere. It's just more of the same.
Okay.
But if you just cut him off for that, like, let him say one or, you know, one, two things. Feel it out.
Palatable step.
Palatable step.
All right. This is Black Butterfly.
Ooh, wait,
let me try to get. All right. So
you start at the beginning.
Let him have the intro and then let him say one sort of coherent
one thing.
Thing.
Yeah. One
don't thing. Let him elaborate. Like,
it doesn't have to be one just line. You know, just
love
one thought.
Yeah. One thought. Yeah. You kind of,
okay.
Can feel it.
Yeah. Let's see if I feel it right. I got the intro to the show right after 686 episodes.
Okay. Zach, you can weigh into it. You know?
Just like, yeah. Okay.
Kind of say like now.
All right.
Like,
now we're done.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel any dip. So I'm really hoping I get this right. I don't want to feel him dip.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. It's just be afraid of that dip and get us out before the dip.
Okay. Whoa. Is this dude too?
Yep. Hell yeah.
That's it.
We got
That's
out
all
of
we get.
Staff out.
Dude, are we all alive? Are you guys still alive?
I'm good. All right, I gotta tell you though, I was riding that fucking wave. That
I was worried we're gonna lose Zach in there.
That did good by me. I got more.
He wants to go, you could go back in there after.
Here's
the
thing for me. Like, I eat trash, so like give it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I want to hear more about the Black and White Butterfly. I assume.
No, listen, I'm telling you, if you cut in right there. You'll only prove the point. Like the next thing he says, I'm telling you, you don't need to hear.
Sucks.
I mean, I'm iffy on just even what we heard.
Right.
So I believe you.
I don't care what I heard. What matters is how I felt when I heard it. Yeah. And I felt good.
Nice. That didn't sound like Scott Stapp. Is that just me? It's just the singing sounded like someone else.
He didn't lean on the but he does.
That reminded me of a band you probably have not heard of, which is called Breaking Benjamin.
I've heard of them.
Okay, yeah. That was a classic fucking break. I mean, nothing that you would like. Diary of Jane, but so songs like that, it's like you can't even give them. You give them the intro and nothing else. You can't let them start talking.
Right. cannot let them start.
they'll lose you.
All right,
Brett. Can I change my bonus one?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Can you just
Zach
do a quick
a bonus song?
Just do a quick thing. I'm taking it to shout out the boys. Can you give me a quick? Just Give Me Cash by Wolves of Glendale.
Oh yeah.
Tell me about these guys.
These guys are a band from Glendale, California. They're pretty new. They just released their debut album, although they've had singles for a while. Ethan Edenberg, Tom McGovern, Eric Jackowitz. They are like incredible musicians. They are a comedy band, as will become evident. But they're our LA buds. They often dual headline shows with Brett and I.
Can I do 33?
You can do 33
since
instead.
We talked about that.
Since we just talked about 33, yeah, do 33. Yeah. 33 takes a second to like ramp up, but yes, for sure.
Yeah.
But they're very funny. But the thing I love about them is that they're like all such good musicians, and they sound live exactly like they sound on the album in a way that is sort of shocking.
They have a very, they're really good at that. Who is it? Like 38 Special or something? Like this sort of the 80s, like an 80s rock.
Yeah, sound. They got great so synth vibes. They got great syncopation. They got great harmonies. They're great. They're great. And we do have to take it through the first chorus.
Yeah. We got some time because we didn't let Scott Stapp.
We sure don't busted. Worry, it's good. This is 33.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah,
Wolves of Glendale.
Gives you time to live your life.
Mario, I can make you scrambled eggs. I can quote every line in Jumanji. I can open the fridge with my legs. I know how to go to the grocery store without using GPS. I learned how to juggle on YouTube, but there's something I gotta get off my chest. I don't know how to do my taxes. I stash my cash in a mattress. Don't know how to change a tire. That's why I take the bus. Don't know how to use a drill. I gotta ask my neighbor Phil to help me hang a picture, 'cause I'm stupid and I suck. I could learn all of these skills, but I doubt I ever will. My dad is ashamed of me, 'cause I just turned 33.
There's a line later on in this song which is like, I don't know how to spell restaurant. I know it starts yeah, with yeah. R, and I know it ends with T. The middle is a mystery. It's like so good.
That, I love that anyway. There's a part in this song where they go through like historical figures and what they accomplished.
Yeah, they're at these like young ages. When Oprah Winfrey was like 21, it's that, like
that part.
Wolves of Glendale songs in general will take you on a journey from start to finish, and you do not always end where you start in a way that's like pretty. Pretty great.
That's what you want.
But they're on tour right now. I think they probably have some tickets left over, although I think they're in the UK soon. So
go support them.
Go support the boys.
Hit them up. Good stuff. All right. That was a lot of fun. I think we did better than iHeart Country for sure. Zach?
I think so.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in. Where else can we send people for your stuff?
My pleasure. Off Book is no longer a weekly podcast, but we just finished our tour. We did 10 shows sort of across the Midwest and East Coast, and those are coming out now like every other week. So if you want to hear what we did on the tour, just check out the Off Book pod with incredible editing by Brett Morris.
And guitar when I'm there.
And guitar when you're there, but not on these because you weren't
nope,
there.
Nope, not on these.
He doesn't go to the flyover states. He only tours the coast.
You know,
well, New York's too confusing.
New York's too confusing.
We did have a killer show in San Francisco.
Fuck. We really
that
did.
Was great. We had the audio.
Every Place I Cry
show. We didn't get the video. Well, we had a killer Every Place I Cry show that did get.
And we lost everything.
We lost the recording.
But no, but the, we yes,
did
if you,
but they did.
We released the San Francisco show already, haven't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Check that one out. Brett's on that one.
Look for that one. Bay Area. Did you guys play with a thrash band?
No. I did wear my 49ers shirt, though, when I was nice. In those days. I was full of hope for the Super Bowl, and I was on cloud nine.
Right on.
I was pre-Super Bowl.
Shout out to that. Comedy Bang Bang World.
Comedy Bang Bang World, sign up, improvforhumans.com, sign up, screw it verse or screwitpodcasts.com. That's where we do, Will Hines and I and Joel Spence and Katie Plattner do the Screw It, We're Just Going to Talk About the Beatles show, and check out Destroy Old Neighbors on streaming. I did the soundtrack.
The movie, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, and speaking of the Beatles, I have a Beatles tie-in on this week's Two Charted. How about that?
Oh, nice.
So if you're not behind the wall, go over there and get in on Two Charted. You get all the Preem streams, all the Two Charters, and all the old Two Charteds. Also, check out Drop Date Duel, new battles every week, and Griftors with Megan Beth Keister. You can save hundreds and earn thousands by listening. Many have.
Wow. And that sounds great. That sounds too good to pass up.
It's a good pitch, right? Week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Check it
out. On.
Oh, yeah. Who
charted?